Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast. This is Jules and Mark from the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox.
Hello!
Hello! You sounded like Mrs. Hello, Doubtfire
hello,
then.
Hello. Oh, I did, didn't I? Yes. Hello, hello!
And actually, talking of Doubtfire and doubt, today our podcast is D, but for dare, not doubt.
D for dare!
D for dare! So we are going to dare you to share with us the Sober for October theme that's going on at the moment.
So Sober for October, that sounds like you're giving up alcohol, but It doesn't always have to be alcohol, does it? I mean, let's face it, there's teens listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
And teenagers, if you're under 18, you're not old enough to drink.
Nope.
And of course, nobody ever does underage drinking.
Does that.
Nobody does underage drinking. We didn't do underage drinking, did we? Never. I wait till my 18th birthday before I have my first drink.
So if you are a teen, for example, what sort of things could you give up?
It could be giving up maybe sugary snacks or energy drinks, fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Perhaps it could be giving up social media.
Oh, yeah. We talked about social media before.
Yeah.
Could give up being messy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's everybody, hard.
Everybody's
tidying
got a messy
up
bedroom.
Your bedroom.
Did you have a messy bedroom or a tidy bedroom?
I did have a messy bedroom. And my brother, Love him. He was like a model child. His bedroom was spotless. He would put his clothes up every single night. And I was always told, why can't you be like your brother? And he's like, well, I can't because I'm me.
Yeah, I always had a tidy bedroom. Everything was in OCD, like the books were in the right order and everything, as you know, because they still are.
Because they still are. And I'm not as messy as I used to be.
No, you're super tidy now. The other thing you could give up is being late. And I used to be late all the time, didn't I? I was terrible for it.
Yeah, that was a big challenge for me to get him to work on time. He literally was one of those people that would walk in dead on 9 o'clock, whereas I'm a person that likes to be there a good 20 minutes, if not more, before starting work, because I just like to get there, get a cup of tea, get that kettle on, get a coffee or a tea, and just have 5 minutes before I start. Whereas Mark's just like, no, I'm fine. I'll walk in dead on the dot at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And I don't know why I used to do that, because it was actually quite stressful being late, having to get there for bang on 9 o'clock or 9:01, walk in the door. Or you walk into a meeting and everybody be sitting down and everybody look at you. It's like, oh, you're late. And then the bizarre thing was, when I changed that habit, everybody started going, oh, you're a bit early. What's wrong with you?
Because then, it's out of your unusual behaviour.
So I thought you'd be pleased. You're having a go at me. But anyway, there's plenty of things that you could give up if you're a teen or an adult. An adult can give up sugar and fizzy drinks as well.
Yeah, because not everybody drinks. No. Not everybody thinks to themselves, all right, I don't need to go sober for October because I don't drink anyway. But it's a little bit like Lent, isn't it? There is something that possibly you could give up. So what have we given up for this month? Do you want to share what you've done?
Yeah, I was trying to think of what to give up because I'm not really a fizzy drinks person.
No,
so I couldn't give that up at all.
Neither of us are really, are we?
No, not at all. What I thought I'm going to give up is a really, really annoying habit that I have. And it annoys me sometimes. I know it definitely annoys you. So that was my driver for giving it up. But I'm going to give up building a mess pile. So you know when we walk in on the dining room table, I just throw all my paperwork on there.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, and then I have the work pile and I have the personal pile. Then I have the gym kit pile, the running kit pile.
The hoodie pile.
The hoodie pile, yeah. They go on the back of the chairs, don't they?
The receipt pile.
The receipt pile. Oh, God, receipts. Yeah.
I could go on, but I won't. Are you getting this image now of the mess that he can very easily create?
Everybody's got this vision now that we have a great big mountain on the table. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But it also does sometimes spill to the chairs.
It does.
And it sometimes spills to the stairs.
Well, don't get me started on the stairs.
Yeah, when we get up to about 4 stairs, I decide I have to take up the stairs and put it away in the cupboard. And then there's a washing pile as well. So we've done the washing, and then that goes upstairs, maybe on the ottoman at the end of the bed, and that sits there for a few days as well. So I decided to give up building a mess pile and to start thinking, okay, that receipt pile, they can go in the drawer until we go to reconcile them on our accounts. Or the clothes pile, that can actually go in the cupboard where the clothes belong.
So how's it going? I'll be honest with you. If you were to come into our dining room, you will actually see a much clearer table than possibly a few weeks ago.
Do you know what? We can actually eat our dinner at the dining room table now, can't we?
Yeah.
Isn't it bizarre? You have a dining room table which turns into an office when you run your own business. But this could actually apply to students in schools. Maybe they have the study table, which is also the dining room table as well, don't they?
Yeah.
I've seen that before with friends who are studying. But yeah, the dining room table's clear. How are the stairs going? Rate me out of 10 on the stairs.
Oh, it's getting better. It is getting better.
Yeah.
I think I've nagged you once.
Was it only once? And the clothes pile in the bedroom?
Yeah, actually. Yes, I've been quite impressed.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's very good.
October's not over yet, though.
Still not quite there. But we also do have your closing more cupboard doors as well.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, okay. Giving away our little secrets here, aren't we?
I know.
Yeah, I am terrible for forgetting to either close a drawer properly or a drawer or cupboard door on time. But I am getting better. I am consciously making an effort to shut them. But I'll tell you something else. We were looking at doing this, and one of the things, bizarrely enough, I used to play Candy Crush loads.
Oh, remember when that game first came out?
And absolutely
it was addictive.
Loved it.
Oh.
And I've not done it. I've not done it for months and months and months. And at some point, I picked it up again and ridiculously got back into the addiction of playing this every day. And it's a simple thing and it's really good. And sometimes it can be quite relaxing. But it's a little bit like that TikTok that before you know it, you've done half an hour, whatever. So I just thought, no, I need to cull this. This needs to go. So that's my challenge. That and eating too much chocolate. Those are the two things that I am doing quite well without so far.
And your TikTok addiction as well. How's that going?
Well, I'm still doing it. That wasn't on the deal. That wasn't the deal to lose the TikTok.
It was definitely the Candy Crush.
And yeah. Doing well. I'm not missing it now. I did to start with.
Two lots of candy chocolate and Candy Crush. And yes, I'm going to give you the feedback. You were doing fantastic. I haven't heard that little tune from Candy Crush for a while. So that's really, really good. And great news, you're doing so well at the chocolate, it means I'm getting to eat more of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. He eats all the chocolate.
Not sure if that's a good idea, really. So there you have it. We've been very, very honest there. And we are doing very, very well. I don't want people to think that we lived in a completely messy house and ate loads and loads of chocolate and wasted loads of time. But it is sometimes about creating those little habits that make big differences, isn't it?
So to be able to give something up that you really, really like doing, but actually is quite detrimental to either your mental health or your well-being, or even begin something new. Now that takes a lot of mental willpower, doesn't it? You've talked about your running and your book and everything that's coming out. So what willpower do you need for running?
Yeah, we're into October now and the weather's been quite good. It's been very, very kind to us. But it's just starting to get that little bit colder. And then as you go into the colder and the dark winter nights, it becomes a little bit harder to get out the door.
Yeah.
Especially when it's raining as well and running in the wind. That's my least favourite. So a cold, wet, windy night, picture that. You've got to step outside the front door. You don't really want to do it. And that is the hardest step sometimes. Once you start running, it's fine. So my biggest willpower is thinking, yeah, I need to run because I'm on a training plan or I want to keep fit or whatever. Also, our running club recently moved to a new HQ, which is within walking distance. And I've loved all through the late spring and through the summer and the early autumn walking to the running club on a Wednesday night. But now it's going to start getting colder and darker and those nights are drawing in. It might be a little bit harder. So I'm going to have to display a bit of willpower if I want to carry on walking there, aren't I?
I think you are. So, as well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we've been putting quite a few bits and pieces out about that. But I just want to have a little shout out for a friend of mine who has showed amazing resilience and amazing willpower. And she always wanted to run the London Marathon, which is in October. And she's tried many a time to get in. Eventually, she got a place. But due to lockdowns, due to injury, she's not actually been able to do it until this month. she did it and she achieved her lifelong ambition, which was to raise money for our charity, Breast Friends Northamptonshire, which we are very, very grateful to her. But again, it's that willpower of getting up. And she used to get up really early and train first thing in the morning. That takes some willpower.
It does indeed. I've been there many times myself and it is really tough, isn't it?
So willpower is brilliant to help you give up something for a particular period of time. But what happens if maybe you actually are addicted to something? So, for example, if you mentioned the term sugar addiction to some people, they're just going to laugh and think you sound a little crazy. Sugar? Addicted to sugar? Really?
It's true, though. I mean, when we eat sugar, it stimulates the pleasure centre of the brain. It also causes the body to release a natural feel-good chemical called dopamine.
So dopamine, this is the same basic mechanism that enables most addictions. So from things like sugar, fizzy drinks and alcohol.
Yeah, and I guess the process goes a little bit like this. So you try something for the first time, you get the high, you get the rush, and then you want to do it again. You want more of it. So you take more of it, you love the rush again, and then all of a sudden it becomes a habit and now you're addicted to it. And your body and your mind starts to rely on it and think, I want more of that. I want more of that. Give me more sugar. Give me more sugar. Or whatever the addiction may be.
Yeah. And then obviously it affects your behavior. It could make you irritable, weak or shaky, particularly a sugar one, because, you know, you need that again. Your body is like crying out for it.
You're making me want some chocolate now.
No chocolate.
No, I'm joking aside there. It is quite difficult, isn't it, to break that cycle as well. So yeah, that's just reminding me of a story about a good friend of mine called Owen. He's also a fellow author and runner. And he wrote a book called Losing My Addiction. And I'm sure Owen won't mind me plugging his book here in this podcast. But it's really interesting story because it talks about Owen's relationship with alcohol. And I've just pulled up the synopsis of the book here. And it says, near-death experiences on trunk roads don't stop this committed alcoholic from drinking even more. It's even the simplest of gestures that become the final piece of jigsaw that put the author's life back together again. And I remember reading this book and thinking, oh my goodness, you know, the relationship with alcohol and the reliance on it every single day, it really, really did take an amazing and an immense amount of willpower to lose the addiction, which is the title of the book, Losing My Addiction.
So let's go back to the theme of today's podcast, which is D is for dare.
D is for dare.
So guys, I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge. We're going to dare you to think of something that you can give up for a whole month.
So I guess it's going to be a little bit late for them to do it for October though, isn't it? How are they going to deal with that?
Yeah, October's kind of out of the way now, but you can plan for next month or the month after. It doesn't matter. But we are going to challenge you. D is for dare. We're going to dare you to do something that's going to probably take you out of your comfort zone. It might make you face a fear that you have or challenge yourself to do something like Karen did. She challenged herself. Took her a bit longer than a month to train for, but she did that London Marathon. Owen, we've heard how he managed with willpower and a lot of positive mindset, was able to deal with his addiction to alcohol and has got that under control. So what things would you dare to give up, or what would you dare to try new that you've not done before for a month and see how it goes?
Okay, but I'm going to just throw a little warning in here as well.
Oh,
yeah, warning alert. I've got that alarm sound. But let's imagine that somebody's gone sober for October and they've ticked that last day off, the 31st of October. Yeah. Woo, I done it. And then on the 1st of November, they go out and celebrate and have a drink.
And play Candy Crush.
And start throwing stuff on the back of the stairs again.
Yeah, that is a real risk, isn't it? So how do we manage that?
Yeah, so it's about continuing the habit really, isn't it? I mean, I had a friend who was constantly on weight loss diets. And they would try a new weight loss diet. They would get down to their target weight. They'd have a massive, massive big celebration.
Yeah.
And then think, right, I've done it now. I can go back to doing what I was doing before. And it is really, really difficult. You have to continue the habit and keep moving forward with that habit. So perhaps it could be that this person's gone sober for October, for instance, and they think, okay, I'm only going to have alcohol at the weekends.
Yeah.
Or I'm only going to have one sugary snack or treat per so many days or whatever? Or are you going to be allowing yourself to play Candy Crush ever again?
Do you know, I would like to think not. I suppose, actually, here's a challenge for me. On the 1st of November, to delete the apps from my phone.
Oh, how's
that? Oh, and I've said this on radio now, or podcast, whatever you're listening.
Oh, wow. It's out there.
It's out there. I'm going to have to do this. So that's my challenge, daring myself to do that, because then I will not go back and do it. I know I could very, very easily reinstall the apps, but the distraction will be taken away from me. So I guess it is keeping that mindset, isn't it, of being able to recognize where you've achieved, you've had the willpower and you've got to where you are, and whether you want to carry that on, you've created those habits. So I've just told you all that on the 1st of November, I'm going to delete those annoying apps off my phone, if not before, actually, so that I'm not quite so tempted to go back into it. But Mark, what are you going to do to continue with your new habits that you've done this month?
Yeah, okay. The clothes on the stairs and all of those things, they are going well. And I'm going to carry on doing that. I'm going to carry on putting those receipts in the little bureau where we keep all of our work stuff. I am going to carry on putting my clothes away and put them in the cupboard. So that's going to happen. The gym kit is not going to go on the table anymore.
Woohoo!
Because it doesn't need to,
does it? Smells.
It? These are really, really simple. It doesn't stay in there for that long, does it? But yeah, I'm going to carry those on. So you're deleting Candy Crush. I am not going to create that mess anymore. We have a plan that's going to go forward.
We do have a plan that's going to go forward. And what we'll do is we will, in future podcasts, we'll update you as to how we're doing with it and whether I did actually delete those apps.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening again to our podcast. Where can you find us? Well, you can go to our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, and it is loaded with tools on there. You can also find us on social media, of course. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we look forward to talking to you all very, very soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.